something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
These is the continuation of the message, Three Kinds of Wisdom.
Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 3. I want to read to you from verse 1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Galatians, if ye, or Gentiles, all right? You Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God. Let me read again, all right? For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. As I wrote afore in few words, he says, I wrote about the mystery before. I wrote about it for you. Now we're talking about, this is Paul. Do you remember the Apostle Paul? Now, he says, whereby when you read that thing which I wrote, he said, when you read, ye may understand my synesis in the mystery of Christ. The word knowledge there, wrongly put, is Greek synesis. It's another synonym for wisdom. It refers to comprehension, perception. Write it down. So synesis, comprehension, perception, understanding. It means the ability to understand concepts and see relationships between them. Okay? It suggests quickness of apprehension, the penetrating consideration which precedes action. Are you following this? Literally, synesis means, in the Greek, literally, it means mentally putting together. So it deals with the intelligence. So it means dealing, it comes from another Greek word that's close to it. It's a Greek sunemai. What does that mean? It means dealing wisely. It means dealing wisely. And it tells you that dealing wisely produces success. That's why in the book, if you have, it's not so common, the Greek Septuagint. That's the Greek version of the Hebrew Old Testament. Okay? The Greek version of the Hebrew Old Testament. Now, in that Greek version, when you read Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, where it says, the latter part of it, it tells you, you'll have good success. Okay? Have good success there is from the Greek sunemai, which means to deal wisely. So in its full construction, it's telling you that you deal wisely, making you successful. You deal wisely in the affairs of life. Now, maybe we should read that verse so you can see it. Okay? Joshua chapter 1. Look at verse 8. Where it tells you this book of the law, blah, 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 blah. All right? Do you remember it? Okay. Let's look at it. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Thou shalt, that have good success there was rendered from a Greek word, sunemai, in the Greek Septuagint. Okay, you would not see that in the Hebrew text. All right? It means to deal wisely. So, here, Paul's referring to something that is so important, where he tells us that you may understand my knowledge, he says, my synesis in the mystery of Christ. He's saying that if we read his writings, we will come to understand his comprehension, his perception. Why did Paul do the things he did? Now we can see his perspective of the gospel. How did he perceive Jesus? Why was his message the way it was? Are you following this? Why was it that way? And you know, sometimes we look at our lives and we can't seem to place ourselves. You ask some people, what do you believe? They're not sure what they believe. They just believe, but they're not sure what they believe. Paul says, you read my writings, you have an understanding of my comprehension. In other words, the wisdom of God in his spirit had come to the level of his comprehension. So any day he could tell you what he believed about Jesus. He could explain to you his gospel. He called it my gospel. What is your gospel? I tell people, if you listen to our tapes, you can tell what we really believe. You just listen to the tapes and listen to the tapes, you can tell. You can tell our synesis. Are you getting it now? And that helps us to deal wisely. This is how we can analyze life. We look at anything on the basis of that synesis. That is the second level wisdom. Do you understand? If anybody is asking you any question, is this right or is this right? Can a Christian do this? Can a Christian do this? It will be based on your synesis of the mystery of Christ. If you don't have that synesis, you have no answer. Synesis is not for the babe in Christ. It's for the one who is growing in Christ, who has started to comprehend the mystery of Christ, who is beginning to have an understanding of the mystery of Christ, understanding the gospel. You see, the gospel is coming home now. See, not only do you believe in Jesus, you have now come to understand what you believe. It's another level. Now you can play from your mind. Are you following this? You now make decisions on the basis of your synesis. That's a second level wisdom. And every child of God ought to understand this. Every one of us has Sophia. We all have it inside us. We all have it. But it's got to come up where we can begin to use that Sophia. Do you understand? We use it to analyze. By the time you start analyzing things, checking up things, now you're doing diligent study, you're talking synesis. You're talking synesis. This is the next level wisdom. Now you're wise. Now you can make decisions. You can say this is right, No, this one is not okay. Well, even though this is right, not for me. Mm-hmm. You get it? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. If every child of God could rise up to that point where you don't have to be asking questions, but you have the knowledge on the basis of your comprehension of the mystery of Christ, you discover you wouldn't have to study everything in the Bible, Genesis to Revelation, before you understand the message of Christ. You'll have it in you. Why? Because you are putting to work, you are bringing up that which is inside. Amen? That which is inside. See why you have to study the Word of God? Because if you don't study, you're not going to have synesis. You'll have Sophia. But Sophia is theoretical wisdom. But it's not working. It's not working. You can't distinguish between whether this is okay or not. Anything goes for you. You read all the newspapers, you don't know whether or not you should. Anything goes. Look at all the home videos, all the tapes you have bought, home videos. That's no synesis. See that? That wisdom is not there. From one film to the other, you watch and watch and watch and watch. You know what the Bible says? It says the lazy man, poverty is coming close to you. Finally, get a hold of you. Too late to change. Then you start complaining. You don't understand what kind of government. Government is not your problem.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, number 5 Kiana Road, Joss Hotel premises, Alvary. Worship with us on Sunday by 8 a.m., Wednesday 12, noon, and 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 070-686-8631 or email us at info@loveworldradiantworks.org.